The sixth commandment tells us that we are not to murder. But as Jesus makes clear to us in the Sermon on the Mount, that short little command involves a lot more than would appear on the surface. Now, Jesus, in teaching us about the law in general, tells us very plainly that all the law hangs on two great commandments. There are two affirmative commandments, two relational commandments, and two love commandments. The first being to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second one, he says, is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, the interesting thing is that love your neighbor as yourself comes from a passage in Leviticus chapter 19 that is dealing with murder. And so loving, the second great commandment, loving our neighbor as ourself, somehow is tied in with this command to not murder. And when we read the second great commandment in context, we begin to see how. Here's the context. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Now notice in this passage that's dealing with forms of murder that murder extends far beyond homicide. That's what we think of with murder, homicide, unjustly taking another person's physical life. But we can see that it goes much, much further than that. And in context here, we can see that everything is contrasted between either loving your neighbor as yourself, on the one hand, or standing against the life of your neighbor in some form or another. And it gives us a lot of different forms. It gives us hard attitudes. Hating your neighbor in your heart, that's a form of murder. Bearing a grudge against your neighbor, that's a form of murder. Or it may involve words, going about as a talebearer. Going about as a talebearer, maybe you're telling mostly the truth, maybe you're telling the whole truth to people who are not either part of the problem or part of the solution. You can tell the whole truth with the intent to diminish your neighbor because you want to turn people's opinions against them. That also is a form of murder. Actions, taking vengeance, is a form of murder. Now, notice how this sets up life. Everything we do, according to this passage, is either a matter of loving our neighbor as ourselves, in other words, ministering life. We're either ministering life or we're taking life. We're ministering life, we're giving life, we're a source of life, or we're taking life. We're either loving our neighbor as ourselves or we're standing against the life of our neighbor in some way. This is all caught up in what it means to not murder. We don't want to stand against the life of our neighbor in any way, but we want to be ministering life even when our neighbor is estranged from us. Okay, when our neighbor has done something wrong, then we want to minister life. Minister life seeks reconciliation. Standing against the life of your neighbor seeks to maintain the estrangement, seeks to maintain the distance. So seeking life, seeking to minister life, seeking reconciliation may mean going and rebuking your neighbor. In other words, you don't just sit there and hate them and bear grudge and want to see them diminish. You want to see their reputation ruined or something else. It means you go to them and you seek to work it out. Now, it's important that when we seek reconciliation, when we go to a neighbor, when we go to a brother or sister, and we so-called rebuke them, that means when you look at this in the context and you look at this in the way that Jesus explains it in the Sermon on the Mount, you understand that there is a way of going to rebuke your neighbor, which is really a form of vengeance. In other words, you're going to seek reconciliation when really what you're doing is looking for a pound of flesh. That's not seeking reconciliation. That's not ministering life. Seeking reconciliation through true biblical rebuke, that's really an appeal to somebody's conscience. That's what a biblical rebuke is, an appeal to somebody's conscience. That is seeking life. You don't bear grudges. You don't go around as a talebearer. You don't seek vengeance. Even if you've truly been wrong, you submit that to the Lord. God says, vengeance is mine. This is the way that you minister life. And we want to make sure that we're ministering life. And when you look at it in this light, you come to see that this second greatest commandment that has to do with ministering life rather than taking life really applies to the whole second part of the Ten Commandments. You start to realize that stealing or committing adultery or bearing false witness or coveting are all forms of standing against the life of your neighbor. And this command to not murder deals with a specific subset of that. So let us take to heart this morning all the ways that we fall short of this commandment. Because every time we fail to minister life, and instead we're taking life, we're falling short of this commandment, and also the second great commandment, to love our neighbors as ourselves.